Let's talk about the range of severity that we deal with here.
Aphasia comes in all varieties. You can have a very, very mild aphasia that really the person himself or herself might be aware of, but other people don't notice mm-hmm. it very much as a problem, to very, very severe, profound mm-hmm. communication impairments because of the aphasia, where the person has no means of right. communicating. And the degree of severity can be anywhere along that spectrum, and it does change as the person recovers.
Okay.
So some individuals start out with a relatively significant impairment, mm-hmm. but with treatment and time, they improve so that they don't need a lot of external support. There are other individuals, however, who remain severely impaired because of their aphasia, and for years after injury, in fact, for the rest of their lives, they will be living with aphasia and need some way to compensate for that.
And I assume then that the intervention strategies are a bit different depending on how severe you are and what your pattern is.